First episode of the Bake Off last night. Let's get the reaction from the former Bake Off winner, and that is Nancy Birtwistle. She joins us this morning. Morning, Nancy.
Morning. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good.
This must be like Christmas for you when the Bake Off comes out, because you are massively in demand, Nancy.
I am. There's always a sort of media frenzy when Bake Off starts again, which is fantastic.
It is. I mean, look, I don't think we can still believe how popular the Great British Bake Off is, because, you know, it's a show about cakes, but it's the most popular show on TV, Nancy. It's unbelievable. Quite a lot in part due to you, I think, and your winning year.
Well, I was the first year it went on to BBC One, and that was a success, obviously, and it continues, which is fantastic. And I really felt for everybody last night, because, you know, I can remember so well that first week, and you don't know anybody, you don't know the crew, you're frightened of Paul and Mary, trying to bake in a tent is ridiculous. And, you know, I really felt for everybody, because people were having to make the cakes again, and there were cakes getting dropped on the floor, and it's nerves. I mean, they've all got the skills. They're all brilliant bakers. It's just, you know, the nerves.
That's it, Nancy. I was watching it last night, and quite a bit went wrong for the contestants. But is that the reason? Because I'm sure when they were practicing their Genoese sponges at home, they were coming out perfect every time. But quite a few of them went wrong last night.
Yeah, and I think once you get onto a downward spiral, which it happened to poor Lee, and I do feel for the person that goes out the first week, because they've actually prepared recipes for the whole 9 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Even though they're out the first week. So, he'll have done such a lot of work, and then he's not been able to showcase everything that he can do. But it's about, really, who can control the nerves, I think.
Who impressed you last night? For me, I really liked Selassie. I thought he was just so laid back. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, Selassie and obviously Jane, who got Star Baker. They have all got skill. There is no doubt about it. And people have asked me, who do you think's going to shine through? And my response is, it's too early, because week one, they're very generous with the times, and that's why people had chance to do things again, because, you know, they're respectful of the fact that it's the first week, everything's new, everybody's nervous. But from now on, things will get tighter, the challenges will get more difficult, the time will be squeezed, and obviously the pressure builds. So it's impossible to predict at this stage who's going to be able to come through it all. But it's a great show. I love it.
Oh, I absolutely love it. I do need to talk to you about Jaffa Cakes, because I was watching that bit last night when they were all having real problems knowing, one, what a Jaffa Cake looks like, which was staggering. But then I remembered that you did like a Jaffa Cake, cakes. Was that in the first week?
I did. Yes, I did those for my showstopper in week one. And actually, Paul Hollywood tweeted last weekend that my Jaffa Cakes were one of the best bakes that there's been in the tent.
Oh.
So I was absolutely made up with that.
That's better than a handshake.
That's why you're a champ, Nancy.
Yeah. So I'm absolutely thrilled that Jaffa Cakes made another appearance as well.
Yeah, and they made an appearance in the showstopper as well last night. Why do you think they had so many problems with Jaffa Cakes? It seems a pretty simple thing to me.
Well, I think chocolate and orange are a fantastic flavour combination anyway. And I think they had to do a drizzle cake in the signature, and I think people chose orange in there. And then as a mirror cake, obviously a mirrored chocolate finish looks amazing. And again, we got chocolate and orange in the showstopper as well. And in the technical, so it was a real chocolate and orange night last night.
You obviously are still baking. What's your favourite current bake at the moment, Nancy?
It depends on my mood, you know, because sometimes it might be something like, you know, if it's a cold winter's day and you're really hungry and you just fancy a bowl of soup and a homemade sausage roll. And another day it might be a nice piece of patisserie. It really depends on how I feel. So I don't have a favourite bake. But having said that, coffee and walnut is in my top five.
Ooh, you had me at sausage roll, I tell you, good Lord. Nancy, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. And we'll catch up with you again very soon. Would that be okay?
That'll be brilliant. Okay, it's been lovely to talk to you.